Today's scripture is a theological debate between the Sadducees and Jesus. The Sadducees team up against Jesus to pick a fight, to ridicule his teaching about the resurrection, and to put him to open shame and public disgrace. Not a nice thing to do. This is a great follow-up to last week's sermon about laughter. To the Sadducees, bodily resurrection is a joke. They tell this hypothetical story of a woman who marries seven brothers in this life and then ask the question, whose wife will she be in the life of the world to come? They are straw-manning Jesus' belief about life after death. They're pushing the resurrection to what they see to its logical, absurd end. And I have to admit, it would make for a pretty hysterical reality TV show. Heavenly Bachelorette. Seven prospective husbands. All of them brothers. Married to her in the previous life, who will she choose? But Jesus doesn't take the bait. He doesn't engage in their intellectual game of gotcha. Instead, he masterfully turns the tables around. Marriage, yes, is relevant to us in this life, Jesus says, but our relationship to one another and to God will be completely transformed in the life of the world to come. You can't compare apples to oranges. Life on earth is not the same as life in heaven. Our identity now in time and in space will not be the same as our identity in eternity, Jesus tells us. We will be like angels in heaven. Our thinking becomes limited because our minds are bound by space and time. We get ourselves into trouble when we try to understand what's holy through what's profane, to understand the eternal through the merely temporal. We'll think that God's truth is foolishness because it defies human reason. We won't believe because we cannot easily explain or understand, because we have yet to discover how the resurrection is relevant now. One reason I really like Jesus and believe that he is more than a carpenter, a rabbi, or a prophet is how he uses scripture. He takes something very simple, how God identifies himself in the burning bush. I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And he builds this beautiful theology out of it and adds his divine insight. Now, God is not the God of the dead, but of the living. For to him, all of them are alive. I asked Anna, our church secretary, to include two more verses after the ones in our gospel reading, because they make me laugh. They no longer dared to ask Jesus another question. They throw Jesus a curveball and he hits it out of the park. They try to stump the teacher, and Jesus, the teacher, stumps them. They silently reflect now on the simple but profound truth of the resurrection, so beautifully revealed in how God identifies himself. We need God's perspective on our lives. That's what Jesus gives us in this text. We need his perspective on our earthly lives because they are very different. His perspective is very different than ours. God is not bound by time and space. He stands outside of the universe as well as in the universe. God sees life where you and I see death. Ancient history for us is but as yesterday to God. We speak of those who have passed away or are no longer with us, but Jesus talks about those who are alive and are in glory. God sees gain where we have loss. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob are children of the resurrection, Jesus says. Just think about that, thousands of years before Jesus rises from the dead. Do you understand that that defies our sense of time? How much more are we children of the resurrection today, thousands of years after Jesus has risen? God dwells in the eternal now. We can only understand God and ourselves through this lens of the gospel, to see our temporal life through eternal life, to trust him in death and life, even though we cannot see the other side. And here's Jesus' assurance. Those who are the fathers of the faith for us in the past are God's children in the resurrection in the eternal now. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob are not our great, great grandfathers of the faith. They are our brothers in Christ. God does not have any grandchildren. He is Heavenly Father to the whole human race from the dawn of creation until the Lord's return, just as Jesus teaches us to pray, "Our Father who art in heaven." Here is the mind-blowing truth of our passage. When Jesus dies, he puts death to death. And when he rises again, he raises us to be children of the resurrection now. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob are now with us, children of the resurrection. Scripture says that Jesus is the Lamb of God who was slain before the foundation of the world. It doesn't fit our timeline. Similarly, when Jesus rises again from the dead, and he brings life and light to those who precede him, and he brings light and life to those who follow for generation after generation. Just as we heard earlier in our service, that Jesus is the firstborn of creation and the firstborn of the dead. We are adopted through water, the Word, and Holy Spirit of baptism. Sin and death are drowned and die and are buried in the death of Christ. We are raised there through faith by the same powerful work that raises Jesus from the dead. Jesus' words are so reassuring and so comforting and so powerful. He is not the God of the dead. He is the God of the living. For to him, they are all alive. Moments from now, we will witness Samantha's baptism. She is daughter, granddaughter, niece, cousin, and sister to us. She is a child of the resurrection to God through the same water, word, and Holy Spirit. This is the miracle of baptism and what Christ has done for us and how what we see is not what God sees. Many years and many generations may follow this day. They may come and go for maybe another 1,000 years or more. Samantha, you and I may become mothers and fathers, aunts and uncles, grandparents, great-grandparents, part of ancient history in the past to those who follow us, if Jesus delays his return. We may become, very quickly, part of a passing generation, and sadly, even forgotten. But we are not lost to God. We are now and forever daughters and sons of the resurrection. For thus the Father willed it, who fashioned us from clay. And his own Son fulfilled it and brought eternal day. The Spirit now has come, to us true faith has given. He leads us home to heaven. Oh, praise the three in one. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.